This is KYUK, public radio for the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. I'm Anna Rose MacArthur. The Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation announced its 30th coronavirus case related to the region yesterday. A resident of a YK Delta village tested positive while in Anchorage and returned to their community before the test result came back. That person is currently self-isolating. The case follows news of the first coronavirus-related death in the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta, also released yesterday. A person who tested positive while in Bethel and continued self-isolating there quickly grew sicker until they had to be medevaced to Anchorage over the weekend, where they died. The person is the 21st Alaskan to die of the disease. YKHC urges everyone to remain vigilant and practice all known protective measures against COVID-19. There is no vaccine for this novel virus. Protective measures include avoiding all non-essential travel, regularly washing hands, staying 6 feet away from non-household members, wearing a mask when in public, and disinfecting high-touch surfaces. YKHC also urges everyone traveling into the region to get tested for the virus for free at the Bethel, Aniak, and St. Mary's airports. Free testing is also offered at the Bethel Hospital every Wednesday from noon to 4 p.m. No appointment is needed. In more health news, despite McDougavick's residents reporting numerous health improvements since moving from Newtok, the new village also presents some significant health risk. McDougavick has no commercial airport, and medevac planes have trouble landing on the small temporary runway. KYUK's Greg Kim reports there have already been deaths in the new village that some say could have been prevented.
When presented with fresh fruit, one Munktavik resident said, "That's gold here." That's because there are no commercial flights and charters can cost thousands of dollars. The lack of air service means villagers are living more off the land and some say healthier, but it also increases the risk for those who need medical help. Not having a commercial airport means that medevac planes can seldom land on the village's small runway. Relocation coordinator Romy Cadiente says that's already had disastrous consequences.
We had one gentleman that lost his life because he couldn't receive medical treatment in time.
When there's a medical emergency in Munktavik, more often than not, that person has to travel 9.5 miles across the Ninglick River to Newtok, where a medevac plane can land. On one winter day, Cadiente says the snow machine ride across was too much for a resident.
Halfway through the journey, he was already beginning to show signs of fading, and unfortunately, when they finally got here, they tried to revive him, but it was too late.
Cadiente said another time a medic had to parachute out of a plane to stabilize a patient in Munktavik before the two were picked up the next day by helicopter. Grant Aviation flies medevac planes for the YK Delta, including Newtok and Munktavik. Vice President of Operations Dan Kinesic says Grant's medevac pilots can and have landed in Munktavik at least once, but he says the runway is dangerous.
It's very narrow. It's short.
Munktavik's temporary runway is a repurposed road, 35 feet wide and just 2,000 feet long. Kinesic says it's half the width and less than two-thirds the length of an average runway in the YK Delta.
And it's not a level runway, but the end of that short runway is a hill. The risk level of operations in Munktavik is significantly higher than all other airports in the YK Delta.
That's why Grant only flies medevacs there during the day in optimal visibility and wind conditions, a rarity along the YK Delta's coast, especially during the winter months.
The reason we're making these decisions is for the safety of the community.
Now, some community leaders, like Newtok Village Council President George Carl, are questioning why the state didn't build an airport there earlier.
If I can tell the government, if you're going to be building a village, a new village like Munktavik, number one, airport, because of number one, the health, there might be accidents, you know.
Newtok Village Corporation Chairman Jimmy Charles says the State Department of Transportation, or DOT, turned down earlier requests for an airport.
I don't think they had any money available at the time when we asked them.
The DOT denied that a lack of funding was a reason why the Mokhtarvik Airport wasn't built earlier. But the department also said it would not fund two airports for a community that was relocating. Here's Aaron Hughes, project manager for the Mokhtarvik Airport.
The state has been clear that we only maintain the one airport at Mokhtarvik, and that airport in the existing Nutak site will no longer be operated by DOT.
Nutak was the first Alaskan village to begin relocating due to climate change fueled erosion, but it likely won't be the last. Asked if next time the state would consider building an airport before residents move to the new site, DOT did not provide a clear answer. Spokesperson Shannon McCarthy said it would, quote, be speculative to make a determination about how and when to build a future airport. A day after NVC President George Carlson, airport should have been built earlier. Another Mokhtarvik resident had to be medevaced. This time, it was him. And like others before him, the council president had a 9.5-mile boat ride to Nutak before the flight to a hospital.
The plane is on the way. On the way, it's going to be land.
His daughter, Charlene Carl, says this isn't the first time she's watched a family member make an emergency trip across the river.
We're waiting over here. We're praying that they make it on time. And I don't like living that way.
The airport in Mokhtarvik is still a few years away from being built. DOT is currently in the process of acquiring the right-of-way from the Nutak Village Corporation to build it. The state plans to put the project out to bid this fall and finish construction by the end of 2022. Reporting for KYUK in Mokhtarvik, I'm Greg Kim.
The Nutak Village Council invited KYUK to Mokhtarvik. Before traveling, KYUK reporters consulted with medical professionals and received negative COVID-19 test results. While in the village, reporters wore masks when invited into people's homes. In fishing news, the numbers of king salmon on the Yukon River this summer have gone from bad to worse. The latest state projection is that there are not enough kings on the river to meet the minimum escapement goal for fish bound for Canada. To make sure that all the remaining kings in the upper Yukon escape into Canada, managers are closing down all subsistence fishing and eliminating the use of any gill nets during the closures. Lastly, the Bethel City Council is considering new rules to prevent the COVID-19 pandemic from spreading in the city. Tonight, council will look at a resolution urging people to wear face masks in public spaces. Bethel is a second-class city without health powers or the means to enforce a mask mandate. City Attorney Libby Bacalar says the resolution would be a, quote, strong recommendation to the public. However, the city does have the authority to mandate mask wearing on city-owned property. In the same meeting, the council will consider clamping down on Philly's pizza alcohol sales. Since April, the restaurant has been able to sell alcohol via home delivery and curbside pickup. There are currently no limits on how much alcohol can be purchased curbside. Now, there's a proposal for a new rule for curbside and delivery sales that requires the customer purchase a meal with their alcohol. A meal would be defined as at least 50% of the price of the alcohol in the order. Tune into KYUK tonight at 6:30 for a live broadcast of Bethel City Council's regular meeting. This is KYUK News. I'm Anna Rose MacArthur. Thanks for listening. Please email your comments and news tips to news@kyuk.org and stay tuned for NewsYukTune coming up.